£300,000 a year of our money on public footpaths and bridleways. Is there another more sensible way, I wonder? Somerset at bbc.co.uk on the email.
BBC Somerset.
Now, Paul Wright is the Area Footpath Secretary for the Ramblers in Somerset. Hello to you.
Morning.
Are you on your mobile phone out somewhere nice in the countryside?
No, I'm at home.
The Ramblers don't ramble constantly, then?
No.
Tell me about the state of Somerset's footpaths, then, Paul.
Well, they're very good in parts. There's one or two sections which get very overgrown. Other styles need replacing.
Where in particular? Where are the worst places?
Oh, throughout the county. I mean, I wouldn't like to sort of highlight specific areas, but
Go on, highlight a specific area. Come on.
Well, there's some up in the Mendips near Froome. There's some down in South Somerset where they're blocked one way or another. It's a constant job. Finding or looking into these areas where the footpaths are blocked, either intentionally or unintentionally, or you know, just natural growth. That's part of the job.
Interesting, isn't it? I remember the Right to Roam campaign. We're probably going back 20 years. I don't know if you were involved with the Ramblers then, were you, Paul?
Only just.
Yeah, a lot of people said, "Oh, yeah, we need this legislation," and then all our dreams will come true and the countryside will open up and never again will we see blocked footpaths and overgrown bridleways. Of course, it was utter tosh, wasn't it?
Well, it's a lot better now than it was 20 years ago. 15 years ago when I came down to Somerset, there were a lot of blocked footpaths. Well, the situation is a lot better now. But it could be even better still.
I suppose the argument is, where does the responsibility lay? Does it lay with us as taxpayers paying lawfully our council tax and the county council then spending however much, £300,000 a year on public footpaths and bridleways at the moment? Or do we take responsibility ourselves, say it's nothing to do with County Hall and get on and get the strimmers out ourselves? What do you think?
Well, it is a statutory duty for the county council as highway authorities to keep footpaths open. In these times of very little money, I think we accept that ramblers themselves should offer their help wherever possible and as much as possible.
And you're quite happy to do that? You're not going to get people within the Ramblers saying, hang on a second, this isn't our job?
Well, of course you'll get people who say that, but I think there's a lot more who will say, yes, we'll help out if we can. So we're taking up the county council's offer of training with strimmers, which is only part of the job. You know, the footpath furniture, all the stiles and gates and things. They still need quite a lot of attention too. And a broken stile is more or less a blocked footpath.
Yeah, isn't the stile the responsibility of the landowner?
It is, but
because I'm just thinking, the next time my guttering goes, I might ring up the Ramblers and say, you know, this is a bit inconvenient. Could you come and mend it for me?
Get the right person. You might get the
right. What are your guttering skills? Do you know what I mean? If you're a landowner, probably a wealthy one, you're going and mending the stiles for them.
There's never a wealthy landowner. No, the county council do have schemes where they'll pay.
What I'm thinking here, Paul? I know it's great. I mean, again, it's great public spirit. But I'm just thinking, all the time you're cutting back the hedgerows and mending stiles, you're not rambling, are you?
Oh, I don't know who you are. You've got to walk between each location. It depends on how you spend your time. I mean, you might spend all day walking on a weekend. Of an evening in the summer, it's quite easy to do an hour of, you know, strimming or.
If all your colleagues in the Ramblers have got this helpful attitude, which is admirable. Do you think that the County Council could tap into it more, maybe?
I think so. At the moment, their resources are poor, and I think they're trying to push it down to parish councils to organise it, but we're organised more on a district council. You know, we've got groups in Mendip and South Somerset and Taunton Deane, etc. They're ready, willing and able to do some work, but it needs some organising by the County Council, and with the present resources and you know, with the staff cuts that they've got at the moment, they're going to need even less resources. I think it needs a bit more of an input from them.
Are you listening at the County Council? Paul and his fellow Ramblers are really, really keen to get involved. All you need to do is pick up the phone. There you go. That should do the trick, Paul. Oh, yeah. Sorted. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Keep up the good work. Take care.
Okay, fine.
Paul Wright, Area Footpath Secretary for the Ramblers in Somerset. What about you? You